you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
.au. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artists.
Woo.
On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Woo. I am feeling good. I mean, I've said this every night, but it feels like the universe is with us because every day that this show has been on air, which is 3 days so far. So much cool stuff has happened. Producer Luke, what are you excited about on the
show
tonight?
Shawn Mendes meet and greet.
Oh, gotta be that.
How we've been getting lots of calls and registrations at Ash London.
So much. Oh. Twitter sphere going crazy
mad
in the moment.
For it. Producer Draco, what are you excited about?
I'm actually so excited for Betty Who to come in a little bit because we were just talking to her before. We found out that her and I have a mutual love for Hilary Duff and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
You weren't talking. You were screaming over each other, jumping up and down. And holding hands.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Well, I am excited about the fact that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis have just dropped this new video for the new track. I cried at my desk. It's a beautiful song. It's an important song. And you're going to hear it on air in 5 minutes' time. But first, we are going to get this week's Monday Masterpiece on air. Peking Duck have teamed up with the Swedish chick Ellie Fant for this track. It's happy. It's incredible. We know you're going to love it. Happy Wednesday, guys. This is Stranger on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
I am so excited to have, I want to call you a little lady because I call everyone a little lady, but you are a tall, beautiful lady.
I am not a little lady, I'll tell you what. But yes, they call me little lady. It makes me feel dainty. I'm loving
it. So dainty. And that necklace, talk us through the necklace because Draco is on the verge of an orgasm over it.
So this is my little Moschino gold chain necklace. Can I tell you, my stylist lent it to me.
And
so.
Yeah,
if I lost it, I think he would have my head for it. So I can't. It's permanently on my body.
Yeah,
now.
It's a. You should just get one of those weird piercing things, like
oh my god, those
under
make
the
me
skin.
So, when people have like. Oh my god.
Between
oh
the eyes? Between
no,
the
no,
eyes.
No, 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 up here. Up here. Surface piercings make me so. Because you have to get them like surgically removed. Like they're so high stakes and like power to you. No judgment. It makes just makes me. I can't imagine getting it.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Botched, that show where they
I
have
was
like,
literally just watching Botched in my hotel room. This is really exciting that you just brought this up.
Okay.
There was a woman with basketball sized fake breasts.
Mm-mm.
Literal basketballs.
Mm-mm.
It was, and then they took them out, and then it was just her saggy skin. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It was the scariest Botched. It's like, it's such a guilty pleasure.
But hey, why are we talking about Botched when we should be talking about all the incredible music that you've been
making?
Oh,
that's fine. I would rather talk about Botched. It's fine with me. That's great. I don't mind.
We're going to talk about your latest singles in a second, but first, one of my favorite tracks of the past year. I'm going to say my favorite track off Blue Neighborhood from Troye Sivan is Heaven.
Me too, but that's biased because I get to sing on it.
Of course. And but so many incredible names like wrote and produced the track.
Jack.
Like Jack Antonoff and then Grimes and then Alex Hope, who we both love, a young Australian chick.
Obsessed with
and
Alex.
Troy. How did you get in the mix, baby?
Okay, so Troy emailed me or texted me or something and was like, do you want to sing the song? And I heard it and I was like, literally never wanted to do anything more in my entire life because it's so important.
Yes.
And not only is it like good, but it's important. And so when I heard it, I was like, oh my God. It's been an honor to just be a part of that story of that song.
I love you that you use the word important because that's exactly how I feel about it.
Oh
for
God.
Him, and we're about to play the song, so I encourage you guys, listen to the lyrics. But for him, it's kind of a coming out story. It's,
totally.
It's coming to terms with who you know you are, and that might not fit into what the world tells you it should be in that filter, but going, you know what? If that is what I need to be for you to accept me, then maybe I'm out.
Maybe I don't want to do this.
But I think for all of us, there's different ways that that can apply to our lives.
Totally.
You know, for me, as you get older, you go, you know what? All those labels that the world has attached to me, that's not actually who I want to be.
Totally. And I don't think it has to be a part of the LGBT story. I mean, I think that's a massive part of it. And that's the point of the song. But I think for everybody, whether it's me being like, I don't feel like not eating to be beautiful.
Mm.
Like, I'm beautiful anyway. And it's like that to me is sort of what it applies in my life. And the look on the faces of the people who are in the audience when Troy is singing that song. Because he had me out in LA and New York when he did his last tour. He had me out to sing it with him in LA and New York. And I remember looking around for a second and seeing like the kids in the front row who were just like crying and like, that I'm going to cry, you're going to cry, and then I'm going to cry. And so it's like to see something move an audience member that much, you know it's really special.
I want to talk about hashtag Betty Who Pride when we come back yes. because I cried at my desk today.
Oh like, my gosh, reading them? I know, done. Oh my gosh.
But first I want to get this track on the air. It is the gorgeous Troye Sivan and the equally as gorgeous Betty Who off Blue Neighbourhood with Heaven, and you were listening to Ash London Live.
London
Live
5. We're still hanging in studio with Betty Who, and it's time to announce the Ash London Live 5, and your own song, I think, is going to kick us off tonight.
Oh, my God, is this?
It is,
oh
because every night we pick a different theme, and okay. tonight is songs that are covers or samples.
Awesome.
Because so often a song comes out, and young listeners, they don't even know.
I know. People all the time don't know that I didn't write I Love Yours Forever, and it's like, no. Like, I can't take credit for it, but I do love this song. It's one of my favourite songs in the world.
You should totally take credit for it. What are you talking about?
I know, right? It's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. This song, especially for me, because I didn't write it and because it is a cover, it sort of just feels like every time I perform it, I'm like doing a karaoke track. You know what I mean? It kind of takes the pressure off, so it makes it so much more fun. So it's probably my favorite song to perform.
Beautiful. This song is nostalgic for me because this song was on the radio when I started falling in love with music. Like, I was old enough to find my own taste, not just my older brother or my parents. And I would listen to the radio and, like, record mixtapes.
Oh,
and this
gosh.
Was on it. Like, I love nostalgic music.
Totally.
Is that part of why you think you love this track so much?
100%. And I think also because it was in such a time in my life where it was everywhere, right? And it kind of seeped into my subconscious, I think, a little bit because I was quite young and it has been out for 20 years now. And so for the last 20 years of my life, you'll be in a coffee shop and you'll be hearing it, and without being like, I love this song, you're just kind of like, I love this song. And so for me, like, that collectively has led up to me being like, no, this is my favorite song to sing in the entire world, and I have so much fun with it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, if you are listening out there and you're thinking, hey, I know a great cover, or I know a great sample, hit us up on the hashtag AshLondonLive5. Betty Who, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for having me.
Are you kidding? I'm so happy to be here.
You are welcome anytime.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
We'll all wear our gold Moschino.
Sounds
perfect.
Sashi.
And she's kicking off our Ash London Live 5 now. This is Betty Who. I love you always, forever.
Ash London Live.
I am super excited, boys, about playing our next interview. We got to hang out with Pez today.
Yeah.
And first of all, before we get serious, let's just admit, Draco, he is for everyone.
The entire world. The entire planet. Great teeth.
Great teeth. He looks great. He's gorgeous. But then he opens his mouth and it's just so much wisdom. He's lovely. He knows what he's talking about. So we haven't heard from Pez in a while. A lot of you might remember back in the day, when 360 was going through his stuff, Pez was like his rock, and he often said, Pez saved my life. We didn't hear from him for a while, and now he's kind of coming out with some new stuff. So I was super stoked to get him in studio for a chat. Now, a lot of time on these kind of shows at night, you know, we have fun chats, we play games, we're a bit silly. But this is a really important chat, I think. I love what he said because I think it's really applicable to so many of us, whether, you know, whatever you do, whatever you're going through. So, yes. Very excited to chat to Pez. Bit more serious, but stick with us. Pez, welcome to Ash London Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's good to be hearing music from you.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Is it?
All your fans.
Nice.
It is. I've listened to it.
Oh, really?
If it was shit, I'd just be like,
I wouldn't be here.
Hey.
Oh, we'd be faking
Pez.
It up? Okay.
It's a wrap.
This is authentic. Yeah.
Well, you've brought me straight into my first topic of authenticity.
Right.
That's something I'm really loving in this music is that you are calling it as it is and you're talking about exactly where you're at and where you've come from.
Right.
I think, is that a scary thing for you to do?
Terrifying.
That? Is that what you have to do?
Both. Terrifying. Mm. I think that's probably why I took so long to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was struggling dealing with what was going on internally or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think it was therapeutic to actually address it. And, yeah, I think that's helped me move past it.
Amazing.
I was struggling to write. I think that was the pressure in my head of like, oh, you know, you've got a record deal, you got this, or people want to hear this music from you, and it becomes really contrived because you're trying to write music rather than like,
yeah,
I'm really struggling. So to actually be honest about it and write music about that.
I heard Whatever It Takes this morning, and I tweeted about it, and I said that whether you're a rapper or a florist, there's a takeaway message. I think it is a universal thing that no matter what you do, who your audience is, whether it's like an audience in the traditional sense of people listening to your music or your friendship circle or the people you serve every day, when you're kind of honest about where you're at, I think it liberates other people to kind of do the same. And do you find that like a powerful thing?
Yeah, I do actually. I think it's because I've had this hiatus, I probably forgot what that felt like a little bit. And then it is totally liberating to actually see it through and then connect with people on that level.
Was there ever a point that you thought you might not actually come back and you thought, well, this is done now, I'm just going to choose something else?
Yeah, definitely. It was really weird, actually, because it's been the weirdest thing about it, I think, the wall that I'd built up, whatever it was from, and the self-doubt and everything, got so dark that you kind of actually, I'd convince myself, like, I can't do it anymore. Mm. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm hopeless at this. Okay, maybe I'll go get a trade because I better get serious about this, being an adult.
And you're a dad now.
Yeah, all this sort of shit.
And make an honest wage.
Yeah, exactly. You got to, you know, which I was so cynical about. That's why I got into music.
Yeah.
And then the weirdest thing is, like, as soon as that would happen, all the weight would be lifted and then I'd go off into my room, write a song and then go, oh, this is actually all right. Maybe I can do... And then I'd start trying to do music again and then the demon comes back in and goes, nah, but you're shit.
Where does that demon come from for you? I think it comes from all different places for different people. I think for me it's like, you know, certain experiences in life and it could be one sentence that someone says to you.
Probably two things. Like, one, I definitely am extremely sensitive.
Mm.
So... like when people criticise you, like it's like literally putting a knife through your heart. But I've definitely had that hypercritical voice in your head. So like you're saying, like I could put something out and get 1,000 comments of saying, this is the most amazing thing and my brain doesn't see any of that. It finds the one person that's like, this sucks. And I'm like, see, I knew it sucked. It's terrible. Whatever. It is what it is.
Pairs keeping it real. We're going to have more of him in 10 minutes time. Plus, here is new track with Paul Dempsey. But in the meantime, here's some Drizzy Drake, Fake Love on Ash London Live.
On air now, Ash London Live.
Ash London. Part of me is a perfectionist and loves. So if I listen to Michael Jackson or something, I can analyse every element of what he's doing and be like, you're like such a genius and this is so perfect. Mm. But I was like, a lot of my favourite artists are the polar opposite. It's messy, it's unfinished. Like if I listen to Puck or if I listen to John Lennon or if I listen to whatever, it's a mess. Like it's not, it's almost unfinished. Mm. But all I find is like the little gems and it's the imperfection that actually makes it so powerful. Like after his first album was so big, like the sensible thing is to do this again and you're going to be super successful, and he goes all the way over here and makes this album. He doesn't care. Like he's like, but people love it. Like people see his art as he wants to see it because he believes it so much.
There's even someone like Chance the Rapper, who I'm obsessed with, and you know Kendrick, who was saying, this is the world that I'm living in. This is what's important to me. This is my take on it. This is how I think art, the filter that art needs to come through for us to interpret it.
Yeah.
And it may sound different, and maybe it may be different, it may not be as cool. Even like Frank Ocean, like but they're being honest. I think that's really exciting. I think it's you know, the authenticity that you're talking about may kind of come through differently, but I love the music that we're hearing now, and I love that it's hip hop that's kind of leading the way.
I think that's so true. Like, probably part of what got scary for me, like with the music, because I'm in my own little bubble and I'm listening to stuff from the 60s and 70s or like, it's not current in some ways, then I get a fear voice that's like, am I out of touch? Can I do this? If you don't like it, who gives a shit? Like that, trying to stick to your guns and actually see that through and just be like, this is where I'm at the moment. This is what I like. Hopefully it resonates with you. Maybe not, I don't know.
And then you put Paul Dempsey in a record.
Which is weird.
It's totally weird.
Yeah.
That's an iconic voice for me growing up, listening to Something for Kate. Not a voice that I expected to hear with you.
Nah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was weird because, like, I'd kind of had this song written or whatever, and that, when I spoke to my label, was like, I need someone with pain in their voice to sing the chorus to make it believable. And that was the first thing. Like, Mark, who's the one of the A&R or whatever at my label, and he was like, his favourite artist is Paul Dempsey, and was like, if you want pain, how about him? Sounds awesome, but it's like so weird to mesh those two worlds. And he's like, I don't think he'll like hip-hop, I don't think it would happen. But he straight away hit me back and was just like, I love it. Like, I really connect to the song. And the next night he was there in the studio sort of recording it.
So good. Well, we're loving the track. And we've loved having you here. Good on you for coming back.
Oh, yeah,
good on you for telling that fear voice off.
Yeah.
Because we're happy to have you.
Cheers.
And good luck with the future, man. We can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If my mum is listening, I'm sorry that I swore, but I really felt it. Because, you know, it's a huge thing to be scared to do something.
Totally.
And be scared to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, especially with something you're creating, but then just going, nah, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it out there. And that's exactly what Pez has done. And I'm stoked that he got Paul Dempsey on it. For those of you who don't know Something for Kate, go to Spotify, go to iTunes.
Are they on Spotify or are they just still on cassette tape?
There you go. You are so young. Sorry it's not Hilary Duff. I want to get the track on the air right now because I'm loving it. Listen to the lyrics. Enjoy it. Calling Out from Pears and Paul Dempsey plays right now on Ash London Live. Into this life, a throne just as
Ash London Live.